Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady across the Midwest due to another round of wintry weather that could slow the marketing pace. Terminals are called steady to mixed, with tops from $37 to $40.50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $37. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, February 25th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,544. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $46 to $59. The weighted average, $56.61, a loss of 26 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.67 to $45. The weighted average, $43.46. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $18,893. The base price range was $46 to $62.24. The weighted average was $59.08, a gain of 67 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.70 to $46.50, and the weighted average was $42.75. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, another fresh coat of snow on the ground for a good portion of Illinois and Indiana. Heaviest snow across the northern stretches with some totals in excess of 6 inches, but they were pretty well confined to areas from around Interstate 80 off to the east. Does look like there's just a little bit more snow for Illinois today. Indiana, some locations could pick up another inch, but it's, boy, just a continuous cycle of precipitation, and muddy feedlots will continue to be an issue across the eastern portion of the U.S. Livestock areas in the Delta, most of the eastern and southern Midwest and southeastern states needed a lot less precipitation and warmer temperatures to fix the situation. And the greater amount of snow cover in the northern hemisphere for January and February will slow the seasonal warming this year, and that may prolong the wet and cool conditions for a while longer. And we also have to look forward to some frequent frontal passages over the eastern half of the United States, and that will stimulate frequent precipitation events, not likely to be very strong or excessively strong. However, they will be great enough to keep fields and pastures on the wet side for a little while longer. Snow and cold rain will accompany the frontal systems through the Midwest, where the greatest travel issues are anticipated periodically. Portions of the northern and central plains will also be impacted, but the southwestern plains will see very little weather. Livestock conditions in the southwestern plains will be best over the next 10 days, although there is ongoing concern over dryness in western, central, and far southern portions of Texas. The areas that are growing right now, Brazil, rain was widespread yesterday and early this morning from Mato Grosso into portions of Mato Grosso do Sul to Minas Gerais and western Bahia. Western Goiás region picked up 1 inch to 3.25 inches, while southwestern Mato Grosso and northern Mato Grosso do Sul reported 1 to 2 inches. The rainfall over the northern portion of Brazil has been reduced, and southern areas look to pick up more rain over the next week or so. That change results from a better defined and slower moving upper level low pressure system that will drift from eastern Argentina into southern Brazil late this week and into the weekend. Rainfall totals of 0.5 to 1.5 inches and locally greater amounts up to around 3 inches will be possible from southern Paraguay into Santa Catarina. The driest weather over the next week to 10 days will be in southwestern Sao Paulo and Paraná. And as far as Argentina goes, no dramatic changes made to the forecast since yesterday. A favorable environment for summer crop development will continue. There are some pockets of dryness that will remain, but the majority of Argentina has favorable soil moisture to support normal plant growth and favorable yields. China, there have been some concerns over the weather in China, but scattered rain and some snow along the along and south of the Yangtze River Basin. Moisture amounts varied from a quarter inch to a half inch. Several small, fast-moving disturbances will create nearly daily chances for light showers in southwestern and occasionally far southern portions of China's growing area, but daily amounts will be rarely in excess of one-half of an inch. Any precipitation that occurs during the second week of the forecast period will maintain favorable soil conditions heading into the spring growing season for China. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Be sure to mark your calendars for March 4th, the day of our all-day agricultural outlook meeting. We'll be at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You won't want to miss our nationally acclaimed lineup, including Dan Bossi and Glenn Ring. And we've got sessions on spring weather, estate planning, crop insurance, and corn and soybeans basis and futures. Registration on March 4th begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. Cost is just $13. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is made possible with support from Cargill, the Archer Daniels Midland Company, and the Andersons. In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 12.57 and a quarter, up 90. Last trade up 54 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 11.99 and a half, up 90. Last trade up 42 and a half. July, 10.94 and a quarter, up 47 and three quarters. Last trade down 2 and a half. March corn opened at 5.33 down a quarter. Last trade down 13 and a quarter. July, 5.58 and three quarters unchanged. Last trade down 13 and three quarters. December, 5.57 and a quarter unchanged. Last trade down 14. March beans opened at 14.51 and a quarter. Down three quarters. Last trade down 19 and a half. July, 14.85 down a half. Last trade down 21 and a half. November, 14.17 unchanged. Last trade down 19. March soybean meal opened at 367.50, up 60, last trade down 270. March soybean oil opened at 63.69, up 6, last trade down 74. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I have to wonder, off of last night's price action, if we have a normal growing season, if the high is in.
That's a question that industry is asking themselves. A year ago, the high was on the 26th. Yesterday, we had blow-off highs in that Minneapolis wheat up, $25 a bushel. That drug corn and beans with it. Last night's movement, some say, is the beginning of the seeing the top. Others don't know yet. Maybe it's just getting some air to go higher later.
What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that we could have seen the highs yesterday and that this could be the start of down. I'm going to protect anybody's longs that are long in both calls or futures against, you know, any down move. We're talking big numbers down, 10 to 15 on corn, which we were down 20 at one time last night, and 15 to 25 on beans. We were 26 to 28 lower on those last night. The big one, Chicago wheat, March, May, and July were all up 90 at one time last night. July example closed down 2.5, 92.5 off that high. We were about 8 lower at one time than that.
I suppose if you've been thinking about using options, especially put strategies, and you haven't done anything yet, now might be the time.
Now might be the time to do that. We've, at least for last night, we stopped going up. If we stopped going up, now's the time to say, okay, let's buy some puts to protect these good prices.
I did see in fundamental news something of interest. South Korea, for the first time ever, is buying GMO corn for human consumption.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, I think the world will gradually realize that it's okay. Europe still fights it. a few other countries still fight it, but I don't know what percentage of our production here is GMO, but it's a big part, and we really don't have very many people keeping the non-GMO separate because it just doesn't pay that much more.
All right, let's get the calls today then.
Calls are 15 to 25 lower on soybeans. Corn is 10 to 15 lower, and wheat is anywhere you want to look. July Chicago wheat down 5, Minneapolis wheat down a dollar to up $1.35. Normal old crop wheat up 30 to 40 in Chicago.
What about calls over at CME Livestock?
Livestock calls are cattle 10 to 30 higher and hogs 10 to 30 lower.
Pete, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us
today.
Thank
you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana on the Broadcasting Service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.